young man will come and sit down with a woman that is selling snacks. From morning till night, he's gossiping. Man! You won't walk. A young man will come and sit down. As people are passing and they are going, welcome. Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye. Welcome. Bye-bye. Ah, okay, your boys are loyal. And they'll buy you a bottle of Coke. That's breakfast. Yes, wasting. Why? I'm resting. I'm resting. People only rest after they have worked. You can't say you are resting when you have done nothing. To rest without working is to rest in peace. To rest when you have not worked is to be laid to rest. Is to rust. Work! The way some people are frowning their face, I better round up quickly. I prophesy your hands will become busy from now. I say your hands will become busy from now. 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 Lift up your hands and shout hallelujah. How many people want the power of God? Stand up. Don't forget, I told you the first benefit of redemption is what? Is what? Power! If you have no power, the world is too busy to hear you. A group of youth coppers from a Christian organization, a group of adjuyers, they went to camp and they were in the coppers fellowship. They now decided that the coppers fellowship was sleeping. There was no fire. So they withdrew and were going around the villages to preach. One time they got to a village and the power of God was so strong. So they gathered a group of villagers and they were about to be posted out. And none of them in their life ever dreamt of coming to that kind of village again. They were moving to the city. So they said to them, "Who do we hand over this place to?" They approached the man. They said, "We'll hand over to you." The man said, "Sorry, I can't until there is a place of worship." Ah. So they said, "Before we leave, let's try our best to get a place of worship." And one of the elders in the fellowship said, "Approach the king." So they went to the king. And the king said, "Well, there is no land except in the Ibo forest. The Ibo forest, the land is free. Anybody can take." They said, "No problem. Just give us a portion." They said, "Which portion?" "Take as much as you want." So they got money to call a bulldozer. The bulldozer had his head. "What's the matter?" He said, "Us bulldoze anywhere you stop. Keep on." The bulldozer said, "Now I know you are planning to kill me. Because in the evil forest, in that evil forest, a cobra, a python, was ruling them, and the python lived in the evil forest. When strangers come to the land, the python receives them, will greet them in their language, understands languages." So this brother said to the man, "Go. The day you are going to walk there, we'll go with you." 7 of them went to the man. They stood speaking in tongues while the man was walking. While he was walking, they suddenly had a noise. All the grasses were leveling. A massive python just rose up. The man that was bulldozing gave up the ghost. You know, when they say "give up the ghost," sometimes I laugh. It doesn't die. He gave up the ghost. He willingly surrendered. He handed over his ghost by himself. And the man just... And the python came out. Massive. Gathered so much venom on his mouth. Greeted the first brother who was in Europe, in Delta. "Migo." That one leg shake and he collapsed. Greeted the second brother in the language. Greeted the third one. While he was going, the 6 brothers stood. He said, "Even though you hear all language, there's a language you can't understand." Greeted the 4th one, the 5th one. When he was getting to the 6th one, he lifted his arm. Kadoba Rataya. It's a python. Stretch and die. Stretch and die. Stretch. I'm sure Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael,
held the snake on one hand, another edge held on the, and began to stretch the snake, and the snake died. And the brother prayed for those who collapsed, prayed for the man who was in the bulldozer. I said, keep walking. As I speak to you, that land, massive. The church have not just been built, they have built schools, they have built places. It was an evil forest. For people change an evil forest because of power.
The man of God, Pastor W.F. Kumuyi, was building. While he was building, he went to his site one time. People were no longer walking. While he was going, a snake, mighty snake, came out. He stretched his hand. And while he was going, the snake was coming with speed. Others who saw it, they said, bro, for that's what they call him. Bro, he didn't look back. He said, I have prayed. As it was getting close, stretched, died. A madman, the family members chained him and brought the madman to Pastor Kumuyi, and they chained him. He was catching everywhere. And they said, Pastor, come. He said, bring the madman here. They said, Pastor, he will destroy your car. He said, bring the madman. He opened his car. They said, would you come out? He said, I don't come out for the devil. I can come out for Jesus. Stretched his hand. Insanity disappeared. Armed robbers stopped Dr. Maokpa, shot him several guns. He didn't penetrate. Used matches. He didn't enter. He said, this man, they say we must kill him. They carried acid, poured it in the glass. Say, take, drink him. He said, can I pray? They say, bind. Pray as you like, but drink him. He said, Lord, thank you for this cold water. And he drank it. After he drank it, he dropped it. They wait. The man not die. So, God, you be bad market. And all of them took off. I was in Benin preaching, and there is a man who was my mother's neighbor. He's the chief of witches and wizards in Africa. Everybody here should know him. He was the one that challenged the archbishop when he was alive. We are preaching in my presence. He said to me, you are shouting that you have power, come. And I stood by him. And the man brought a bottle of Coke in my presence, touched it with ring. It changed color, became Fanta. He said, drink him. All the brothers by me said, not tempt God, though. Not tempt God. I opened it like a drinking competition. I didn't slow down. I just poured everything and I dropped it. I said, what next? He said, in 5 minutes you are gone. I said, they should time us. After 5 minutes, he said, in 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, he said, 1 hour. After 1 hour, I said, who knows his house? He will die in the house. I'm still alive till now. Shout power! Oh. I was to have a discussion with a Christian body in the north, and they electrocuted the chair I was to sit on. There was current, live current on the chair. I didn't know. I just said, thank you, Jesus. And I sat down and discovered the person that was to interview me was confused. He didn't know the question to ask. Are you okay? I said, I'm fine. Okay. Are you really okay? I said, I'm fine. All right. So are you sure you're okay? I said, is this part of the interview? Has the interview started? I'm okay. So are you sure you are really sitting well? Electrocuted chair, sat on it for 1 hour, stood up, nothing happened. They tested it and there was a life current. Somebody shout power. You know why? The current inside me swallowed the current outside. Am I speaking to somebody right now? Every one of you must manifest. I love this text message. Somebody sent me a text. The man is one of our pastors in one of our branches. He said he newly joined us. They said the wife was not dilating. What is it? Is it dilating? That's the word. He said dilating. So the child could not come out and all that. So they now said they are going to operate the child. He said he told the doctor, do what? Say CS. He said, if my papa hear it, he will beat me. He said, if my father-in-law hear that they operate my, he will beat me. He said, so forget about it. So I called the line. I said, what's going on? He said, sir, this. And I said, now, let the delivery not just be normal, be fast. Let the child be out. In about 10 minutes, he sent me another test. Sir, the baby is out. What name do we call it? The baby is out. What name? Why? Power. If you are not a carrier of power, you become a victim. any of you here that they press again, I will personally flog you. If they press you in the night again, look for another church. Are you following me? They say, sir, I don't know. Every night they are pressing. If you don't press them, who they press you? After tonight, you will go back and press them. Press me, I press you. God know the verse. How can somebody be pressing you? Somebody sleep, say, rat ate my hand. Out, you are paying rent. You are the owner of the room. Rat came, ate your leg. Kabaya. I've told you this. My wife is here. And I've said this separately. I said, I've not been pressed. Nobody can press me. Have I ever woken up any night and tell you, honey, stand up. I just saw one dream like that. You know what Paul said? I press. Paul. He said, I press. I'm the one pressing people. Not them pressing me. You now wake up and you meet Mark in your body. It's an insult. Be angry. Just be angry. This is an insult. What? Mark? In my body? It's an insult. If my tire punctures, I'm angry. I mean tire, nail. I am angry. See for what? Why? Over 200 cars have passed that road. Why must it be my tire that will pick the nail? I'm telling you how rebelliously, volatilely angry I am. A great devouring network. All the little money you are spending for problems, if you put them together, you'd have been a millionaire. Your child's health, one problem here, one issue here, one this here. They deducted your salary, they collect this one. One, if you put all those losses together, you have to be angry. And the prayer God said we should pray, the first prayer is, Lord, give me power to recover all. All I have lost in life, power to recover all. If only you will pray, things will change. Say, my father, my father!
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray now.
As I begin to pray now.
Give me power to recover.
Give me power to recover. Give me power to recover her. Give me power to recover her. Rapata. Rapalapalapalapa. Give me power to recover her. Shaka.
In Jesus' name, we'll continue that prayer. You have to rebuke it now. You have to rebuke it because you just woke up and discovered your body was changing.
Yes, sir. You are right, sir.
While I was standing there, I saw people leading you, holding your hand. I said, Lord, what happened? And God said, they have fired the spirit of stroke upon you. You were now sick for a while. It took you time after treatment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You got a little bit better.
Yes, sir.
Because I saw that overnight, it was fired. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
As I stood on the altar, I saw them leading him. If I look at him physically, he looks okay. And God said, they attacked him with stroke that happened overnight. He could not even talk.
You are right, sir. You are correct, sir.
Let it return back to where it came from. Who is Nduka? Who is Nduka? There's something like James. Around here.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
James Nduka.
Huh?
James Nduka.
James Nduka.
Hallelujah.
Like when somebody sleep and how do I explain this? Somebody sleeps Listen to this. And in the person's dream, the person noticed something happened. And the person now wake up and see the thing physically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's true.
Huh?
It's true, sir.
Something in your dream.
Yes, sir.
You were sleeping. Something fell on your chest.
Yes, sir. Yes,
until
sir.
Then, you have spent money.
I spent a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Yes, sir.
And this is you that is supposed to be doing the work of God. You're supposed to be doing the work of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have. This is 2 months. Two months. I have left my church. I sent people. They are doing it.
You are supposed to be doing the work of God. What do you do?
I'm a pastor.
You are a pastor.
Yes, sir.
Wait outside, I'm coming. Forgot your shoe. Anything I have lost by reason of this power, I recover. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. The mighty name of Jesus.
Anything I have lost by reason of this power, I recover all. I recover all.
Allow in Jesus' name. Come. God says you are allowing thoughts, thinking, and depression to kill the gift of God in your life. As I was passing by, I see you are like thinking, depression to kill the gift. The gift of God in you is dying. He's dying because you are aligned depressions. This woman, come here. You are aligned depressions. By thinking, you can't change anything. You can't change anything. Let there be a revival.
Amen.
A revival.
Amen.
A revival. Amen. There's somebody called Sam. You have issue looking for a visa. Something visa. Pursuing a visa. Your name is Sam. It's wherever you are, I want to see you. Your name is Sam. You have issues with the visa. You are pursuing, looking for a visa. You want to travel. It's wherever you are, I'd like you to come. Let's take that prayer for the last time. Listen, when you recover all, you get speed. How do you explain a man who had no job, but overnight he got a job, and that job has so many things to go with it. A job that gives him a driver, gives him a cook, gives him a gardener. What's that? It's restoration of years. When you recover all, your status changes. Listen, there are some exams you wrote 3-4 times. It was a waste of money. You were not surprised. You are about to recover that money you spent. There are some money you spent on your children. Some money you spend, you put them in hospital, in and out. Satan devoured it. You want to get back that money now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
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 All I have lost in the past.
All I have lost in the past.
How do you go back? Who is from Ezoa family? Who is from Ezoa family? one is Zohar. Is Zohar. To change you to something like that. Who are you? Who are you, sir?
I'm Monday by name.
Where's the wife? Are you the one I said should come with?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come. Last Sunday you were in church. God bless you. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Do I know you before?
No, sir.
Did she tell you what I said?
Yes, sir.
How many of us remember last Sunday? I saw something that both of you have been together for over 4 years.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm seeing right now is it's between you and I. Be very open. This is the house of God. There's nothing she can do to you if you say the truth. You are contemplating not marrying her because somebody prophesied. Somebody, like a prayer, like a prophecy, said this person is not the one.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
This person said it's not the person prophesied that she's not the one. It should be somebody else. And I'm sorry, I have to tell you this. I'm seeing one lady like that.
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing another lady. This is us. Let's talk, man to man.
Yes, sir.
There's one lady. This one I've been with you.
Yes,
even got pregnant and there was problem.
Yes, sir.
Do you know in your family the men they always have problem in marriage?
Yes, sir.
Problem in marriage.
Yes, sir.
In Kwale.
Yes, sir.
In Kwale.
Yes, sir.
You're from Kwale.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. This one, I don't know who prophesied on you, but this one is the one. Can you imagine? She didn't fall down since. As soon as I said she's the one, started rolling on the ground.
Thank you, Lord.
What's your name?
Miss Ogochukwuezoha.
Ezoha. Thy prince.
Yes, sir.
Thy prince.
Yes, sir.
Royal prince.
Yes, sir.
Thy prince. Are you the child of a king?
Yes, sir.
Or the child of a chief?
King.
Of a
town.
A town.
Yes, sir.
Father is a king.
Yes, sir.
But how come I'm seeing you doing business? First time you started with clothes.
Exactly, sir.
Huh?
Exactly.
They're selling clothes.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't favor you.
Yes, sir.
Because you're always having problem.
Yes, sir.
After clothes, somebody now, one time we were sitting somewhere, and somebody was now talking about car.
Yes, sir.
Car exactly. Business.
Yes, sir.
And after a person talking about car business, he now said, there is a man that can supply cars.
Yes, sir.
And the man supply.
Exactly, sir.
And you are now selling cars. But it didn't favor you.
There
was somebody who came to buy car from you with a charm, and the person did not pay you all the money.
Exactly.
They call him Onyenka.
Hey! Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Stand up. And this is you I'm seeing around Eleme. Around Eleme. I see you around Eleme. And let me finish. I will allow you to talk. As it's coming, it's good I say it fast. And you can now talk. And now you're at a loss because this person is no longer supplying you the cars. Now you are confused. I do clothes, problem. I do car, problem. What is the matter? I need to tell you what the matter is. You ready? Stand there.
Hallelujah.
Please, sometimes when you are prophesying, if you are not careful, the prayers you want to pray, you can just miss them. So please, can we just pray? I have two more. That power must come. Listen, you are going to pray against wickedness. Power over wickedness. When they oppress you in the office, it is wickedness.
Yes, sir.
When they take what is supposed to be your own, it is wickedness. When they deny you promotion, it is wickedness. Listen, listen, listen. There are people who occupy cadres or hierarchy, but their duties is not proportionate to the seat they are sitting. How do I translate this now? How do I translate this? It's like somebody who has a big name, but when he has to do the assignment, a junior worker is higher. Is there another English I can use for that? But you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Oh, name. You call for it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But their entitlement, what they are getting is more than your own. How do we pray? I've been cheated. Oh, Lord, I've been cheated. For a younger sister to get married before an elder sister is cheating. Is destiny cheating? Destiny has cheated that person. Destiny has cheated. Then in Israel, they don't give out a younger person until the elder is married. They don't. That was what happened to Jacob and Leah. The father said, Laban said, he said, it's not normal. Why are you crying? Stop that. Stop crying. He said, you have been cheated. He said, these are the people robbed. They are all snared in prison houses. No one yet restored. No one yet delivered. Oh God, I've been cheated. I've been cheated. This is not where I should be in life. A graduate and I still look for it. I've been cheated. There are people with diplomas who are getting solid jobs. And people with first and second degrees are still jobs. I've been cheated. I've been cheated. When people who are committing diverse immoralities are married, you that have been keeping yourself for God, I've been cheated. Oh God, anything wickedness have done to me, by power, I receive power to fight back. I receive power to fight back. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. From your heart. From your heart. From your head. 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 Say, by the power of God,
by the power of God,
all my arrears
that my enemies are sitting on.
What are you waiting for? I receive it by fire. I receive it.
retrieve them. I retrieve them.
Sube. Because where you are telling me, where you are telling me you come from, it's not where God is telling me. But God, what I'm hearing is through this Sube. That's what I'm hearing. Eh?
In Sube. Yes, sir.
That's where God is telling me.
Yes, sir.
Because while I took that prayer, God was telling me, I'm talking to you. Yes. Areas. Opportunities lost.
Yes. Too much.
I saw that. These are big opportunities.
Too much.
But when you are close, something will happen.
Yes.
You are close, something will happen.
Yes.
You come to a point now that you hardly believe in promises. Because you know something must still happen that will spoil it. But why I was praying, God said, walk to him and tell him that this is his year.
Amen.
Where I will pay him arrears.
Amen.
I will pay him arrears.
Amen.
Pastor Winner, come. You buried your mother, you will not bury your sister. I'm hearing that. Because you will not bury your sister.
Amen.
You will not bury your sister.
Amen.
Eh? Put the mic in the mouth. You said?
Just last night, one of them that is troubling us stabbed my junior sister.
You had a dream that somebody
last
stabbed.
Last night, I told
that, okay, last night, you told your cousin.
Yes, sir.
Who is your cousin?
It's in church. Emmanuel.
Where's the cousin? Is there a cousin here?
Yes, sir. It's in church.
Cousin, where are you?
Adi.
Winner's cousin. Come. Let's confirm it. He said last night she had a dream that they stabbed her cousin. Because I just saw that God said they want her to bury her sister. He said last night she had a dream that somebody stabbed her sister. We turn the knife back to the person.
Amen.
We turn the knife back to the person.
Oh.
We turn the knife back to the person.
Amen.
We turn the knife back to the person.
Amen.
How come I'm seeing a little child? Who they said has HIV? A child. Did they say that? Did they say he has HIV?
Yes.
Hmm?
No,
leave him. Leave him. Leave him. Who are you? No. You. Who are you, Tony? Go. They say you have HIV.
Yes.
Are you feeling something in your stomach?
Yes.
Put your hand. It comes down your chest like you want to vomit it. Huh?
Yes.
You don't have HIV. You ate something that's drying you up. They cooked something in your name. They used your name. They cooked something. You are the sister. Why are you crying? Come here. Who is Chigozie? What's your name?
Chigozie.
If you are here, you witness something like a barrier. As a group of people I'm seeing, you witness a barrier in your dream. One of them here, you even woke up and you were crying. Somebody precious died. It was a dream. This happened within the past 3 days. Please raise your hand. You witness somebody died in your dream. Raise your hand. I saw a group of people. Okay, you witness something like a barrier. I decree that whoever they've targeted to kill in your family, those that target to kill them, may the death visit them.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
May the death visit them.
Amen.
Brother, do you have documents with you? Do you have documents? You brought documents. Where are they?
Hallelujah.
No, it's okay. Keep them inside. If you bring it out and are now professor, it's no longer original. Keep it. Keep your paper. Keep it inside the envelope. Stand up. How many of you know this is your time of restoration?
Do
Now, but even when he was alive, just title, but there should be something to follow it. And now you have suffered, but God is going to put an end to it.
Amen.
So this person that came to buy a car, he didn't come like that, because it's after then everything changed. And you now thinking that it's because you are thinking it is because he didn't bring them balance money. No, it's because of what he came with. It's like somebody coming now to say, let me close this person's business. And that was how that began to happen. The person that supplies you car likes you naturally.
Exactly.
But because, oh yeah, there's something like Maxwell or something like Maxwell.
That is the name of the
Maxwell.
That's his name.
And he doesn't want, now he's not happy. Because he does not believe your story.
Yes, sir.
That money has not been brought. But in Jesus' name, brother. Your destiny is not in cars. Go back to your former business. Go back to your former business. If you want to have peace and prosper, look for anointing oil. I want to anoint your hand. Look for oil.
Thank you, Lord.
Kama yalaba. Somebody is not well. Someone is not well. You are Delta. You are from a, you are a Delta person. You are a lady. You are a Delta person. You are a lady. You are young. Something like Edna. Something like Edna. Now put your right hand on your stomach. I don't know why God says I should do this. Say anything I've eaten in the dream.
Anything I've eaten in the dream.
That is working against me.
That is working against me.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Open your mouth and release fire.
Sa-ta-ta. Release fire. What you have eaten in the dream that is working against me. Fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Be neutralized by fire. Be neutralized by fire. Rapper. Catch fire
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Stand up.
Said I have psychology problem.
Doctor told you have what?
Psychology problem.
Psychological problem.
Yes, sir.
Because I saw you, but sometimes it happens. It's like you want to run out of the room. It's like you should remove your shirt.
Yes, sir.
As in now, I saw you picking paper without cloth. Let madness go back to the sender. Your mind, I speak to it. Restore fully. There's a girl you want to marry. There's a girl you want to marry. And both of you have been looking for her to see me. Huh? Okay. I want to see both of you. Go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank my sister and the Lord. Calling mommy in the church. You're in the church, you're calling mommy. Thank you, Lord. Why are you thanking God? Why? Come. This lady, if I didn't prophesy on you today, you would have left here disappointed. Because I'm not seeing you live in Nigeria. Not Jesus, I'm talking to you. I'm not saying you live in Nigeria.
I live in England.
You live where?
Italy.
Italy. It's Italy, not Italy. People should stop saying Italy. It does something to my system when they say Italy. People that stand on the street abroad are the ones that live in Italy. Those who are walking live in Italy. You understand the difference? Sister, come. They wanted to kill you through an accident before. By the time back, you had an accident. Don't worry. When I finish, you will fall. Don't fall yet. When I finish. Say she stays in Italy. As I walk to her, God said, if you don't talk to this lady and you leave today, maritally, you have problem. Financially, you have problem. Document-wise, you have problem. You have problem in marriage. There's a battle you are facing in marriage. As I speak to you, that's one of your greatest problems now. There's a marriage battle now. Marital confusion, and it's there. And money also, you lose money a lot. You lose money a lot.
Yes.
Hey. Sister, I'm seeing something that is confusing. We have to pray for the mercy of God for you. That God should have mercy. Because sometime back you took what belonged to somebody. And now people want to collect what belongs to you. I've just spoken in parable. And this possession is not material, it's a human being. It's a parable. So that is what is now. That sister folding the hand. Come. This one. God is a preserver. You would have died. God preserved you. Where were you on Sunday?
Yes.
What did you go there to do?
I was doing program there.
What program?
Computer program. Yes.
Who shouted that day? Who? Come outside. Who are those? That's your husband. He's my friend now. From now, he's my friend. Is it thank you, Jesus? So from now, you're my friend. Dre, go. I'll return your husband back when I'm through. Stand there. God bless you. What did this woman do?
Sir.
What's the problem?
The problem is so high.
It's so high. I say you are my friend now. So from that period, as you work together, you are now my friend. So as friends, you know, friends don't hide anything from friends. So as friend, in your mind, don't feel there's anybody here. There's nobody, it's just two of us. So problem, this woman now, the marriage, you don't feel it should work again. Just say the way it is. You feel the marriage can't work again. Because of the problem. But the problem, there are many. So which one is majorly troubling your heart?
The one that is majorly troubling my heart is when we have any misunderstanding, she goes out maybe to where any pastor I'm working with, she goes there to spoil my name before them, and they will have to tell me to leave the church.
That's okay, you are a minister of God.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a problem with your wife, she will go to the place you are working.
Yeah.
And rubbish you down.
Yeah.
And the people you are working with will now drive you.
Yeah.
So you feel you can marry again. Why do you do that? Why do you does that? The problem, you too, your blood is hurting. It's hurting. Very hot. Keep quiet. Very hurting. So you need to code in the blood. Your blood is hot. Okay, anybody you work with, you will now go and rubbish you for the person. Okay. Anybody you work with, you go and rubbish you before the person. Anybody you work with. But why do you always, why majorly 95% of the people you work with are women?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, why?
The two
put
are...
Put the mic in her mouth. Why do you rubbish him before them?
I thought because he's always working with women, and other people.
It's okay, it's okay. Maybe he has the anointing to play complementary role to assist female pastors. But the truth of the matter is, we have to pray for you. Everything will be okay. The only problem this woman has is her temper. Is what?
Very, very hot.
You are married. Your wife is pregnant. And you have a girl that you are having a relationship with. You normally bring the girl to your house. Your wife is pregnant. You tell your wife to leave the bedroom. When you finish with the woman. The problem is that if you don't come out now, your wife is ready to come out. You bring your and please, wherever that man is, this man, you want to stop but you can't stop. You want to stop but you can't stop. Please come, come, let me pray with you. Please come, don't waste my time. The anointing on me now can help you, but after service, the anointing I will have is to eat. The one that shouted,
you are my master, you are my life, you are the fountain, you never need. I will worship you for life. I will worship you for life.
What's happening to you? Eh? You're what?
I'm vomiting.
You're vomiting.
Hallelujah.
All those things that have been inside your body, that's what's coming out.
Amen.
Lady, your brother is healed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, now stretch your hand to the altar, everybody. From this day I prophesy. I said I prophesy.
I receive
power fall upon your life.
Amen.
Riches fall upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Everything you have lost financially, anything you have lost, any money that has left your hand through a devouring orchestrated network, today recover or recover or recover.
Amen. Amen.
I put a permanent stop to wastage financially. In the name of Jesus. I lift you above debts.
Amen.
I lift you above pain.
Amen.
I lift you above limitation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right where you are, I connect you to uncommon favor.
Amen.
I connect you to uncommon favor.
Amen.
I connect you to uncommon favor.
Amen.
Supernatural favor.
Amen.
Outstanding favor.
Amen.
Favor from heaven.
Amen.
Favor from heaven.
Amen.
Favor from heaven.
Amen.
Get out. Get out. 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 The power of the Holy Ghost. Anywhere you are, I release healing to your body now.
Amen.
Where's the girl that was sick? Where's the Edna girl? See you. Brother, it's coming out. You're totally free.
Amen.
Where's your father? Where's your father? Where is your father? He's at home. You are the mother.
Yes.
You are healed.
Amen.
Jesus. You are the brother, right? You are the mother. Set up permanently for you.
Amen.
Stand up. Lady, come. You have to go and finalize what you need to do. Because your money, your finances now are going down. It's because you are not. Come here. Come. Come. Pastor. Go.
Hallelujah.
I join you together. Go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Fullness of favor. Fullness. Perfect what you have started, Lord, in his life. Perfect it.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Kalada. There are some things that are inside you. What is Mike? All of them are not out yet. Go! Out in the name of Jesus! My preservation. The battle in your home is over.
Amen.
The battle in your home is over.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Wave your hands, wave your hands.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There is we've been hearing some stories, and I think I heard that again this morning, that one of the stories we've been hearing is that I give a prophecy against the governor. Let's rise up on our feet.